Kiribus, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Sota Daf Chaf Beis. We're here at the bottom of Chaf Aleph on the Beis, last three words. We had been going through a bunch of opinions as to what a Chassid Shoita is. And we are here at the last one. Ula Amar. Ula says, it's a bit of a bad two dots because we're going to go on to the same topic. But basically, someone who's learned Shakara, if you look at Rashi, Mikra, someone who learned Chumash, Vishana, he learned Mishnayis, but Voloshimish Tamil Chachamim, Lilmot Svaras HaGemara, B'taymeh and Mishnah. Right? A person just, they've never, were Mishamish Tamil Chachamim to learn how to analyze the Gemara and how to understand the Mishnah. Again, the Mishnah, if you read the Mishnah by itself, is not very informative, right? It's good to have basics, you get concepts, but you don't really understand the reasons or whatever if you just learn the Mishnayos. So that basically is something that is a crucial step in someone's development. And therefore, someone who thinks he knows Torah, but he's really a shaita because he doesn't really understand the reasons and the logic behind it. Itmar, we learned, again, just continuing on the same topic, if a person does this, they learn Chumash, they learn Mishnah, they don't learn Mishamish Tamil Chachamim. So then, Rabbi Lozer, Omer, Ze Amaretz. Person is an Amaretz, right? Person doesn't know anything. Right? Person doesn't know any of the, like we said before, doesn't understand the logic behind it. Rishmu Bar Nachmein Omer, Hare Zebur. Someone is a boor. It's not only that. It's even worse. For someone who doesn't have any character traits, any midas tovos, right? That's as Rashi doesn't explain why, but it's worse than Amar. It's right. Pasha says this person doesn't have any. And ben al machavero, Rabbi Yane Omer Harez Akuti says even a person is Akuti. And again, the Gemara here is not just to illustrate. The Gemara here is not just throwing insults, right? It's not like it's not a couple of kids on the playground, right? Or you're an Amaretz, you're a boor, you're a Akuti, right? There are halachic ramifications of these designations. If you look at Rashi, right? If a person is designated as Akuti, also lechol pito v'yeno, right? You're not allowed to eat his bread and drink his wine. Shalushim yitachamim, eino makpil dirichachamim. Right? Apparently, Akuti is someone who's not makpil on what the Chazal says. So he's going to read the Chumash, he's just going to think, ayin tachas ayin, shein tachas shein, is eye for an eye, literally. He's not going to know what the Perish Rashi is or whatever. There are many, many other examples. And he doesn't know anything, so he can't eat his food, he can't use his kashas, he can't rely on this person. Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, harizem magush. Right, that's like a person's like if you like a Raja, a Mechashiv, someone who does magic. Right, a person who's a trickster, someone who like kind of pulls the wool over your eyes, right, does illusions, an illusionist, right, a person who's, because he's pretending, and what's he really, what's the Gemara saying? He's saying that a person who knows this basic level of Torah, but doesn't really understand it, right, he's pulling a wool over your eyes, he really thinks he's from, or he thinks he's knowledgeable, and he pretends to be knowledgeable, but really has no idea what's going on, b'chol. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Misavak Rav Acha bar Yaakov. The last one makes the most sense, right? He's like a magush, like he's like a mechashev. He does magic because he's an illusionist. Damar Inchi Ratin Megusha Velo Yada. Right? That's what people say that this magician says things, but he doesn't know. Velo Yada my Amar. He doesn't really know, right, what he's talking about. Tani Tana Velo Yada. And similarly, this guy who's Tani Tana, he's learning, he's quoting stuff, he's quoting these Mishnayos, but Velo Yada my Amar, he doesn't know exactly what's going on. Tanar Barim Leather Raisa. Ezu Amaretz. What is an Amaretz? Kol She'enu Kori Krishma Shachas V'Arvis B'Berchosea De Rebbe Meir. Right? Someone who doesn't say Krishma, Arvis, and Shachas with the Brachos. Person's, again, really what it means over here is a person does not know how. A person does not know how to say Kriya Shema with the Brachos. Just to point out, the Kriya Shema with the Brachos is very, very chashuv. One of my Rebbeim used to say that if you're not going to make it to a minyan, let's say you're davening in a place where they're going to say davening after Zman Kriya Shema, right, so you should really say Kriya Shema with the Brachos, right? You really shouldn't daven in the minyan. You should really perhaps even daven earlier to make sure that you get to say Kriya Shema with Brachosa when you're davening Shabbos. All right, anyway, I'm not passing on that. I'm just illustrating that it's saying Kriya Shema with the Brachos is a chashuv inyan that probably doesn't get enough play. Chachamim omer, the Chachamim say, kol she'ino meniach tefillin, right? The Amar, it's someone who doesn't put on tefillin. Ben Azay omer, kol she'ino tzitzis, doesn't it? It's big though, he's not wearing tzitzis. Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef omer, kol she'ish lo banim ve'ino megadim lo matara, a person who has children but does not teach them right? The way to learn Torah. A person who, again, it's the idea we just said before, a person who's somewhat learned, he wasn't shemishamish tamei chachamim, but he doesn't know the logic behind the Mishnah, so then he is not, he's considered to be an Amaretz. Karav alo shana, if a person did chumash but didn't even do mishnayos, or he's a boor, that's even worse, right? That's low, it's a lower level. Lo karav alo shana, if he hasn't learned anything, so Allah v'kasa omer, about him, the person says, v'zerati is beis Yisrael, v'es beis Yehuda, zera adam, v'zera behema, right? I've planted in beis Yisrael, right? They're zera adam, right? That's the Tamei Chachamim, right? People who know the Torah, and zera behema, right? Just the animals, the person doesn't know Torah, right? He's like an animal, he's right, he acts based on his instincts, etc. Yirei Hashem, Pazik says, Bini v'melech im shonim altis arav, meaning don't altis arav, don't hang out with the shonim. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak elu shishonim ba'alachos, these people who are learning halachos, and again, not that it's bad to learn halachos, but the implication here is that they learn halachos and they're not mishamish mei chachamim. Like we just said, you have to know what you're talking about. Pshita, the Gemara says, well, it's obvious, so that's what it means. Right? So, ma'al tema, you might have thought shonim b'chait. No, you might have thought that it means people who keep on doing chatoim, right, and don't hang out with them, right, even though that's, you probably shouldn't hang out with them either. Anyway, but Ukadirav Huna, Dhamma Rav Huna, Kevin Shavar Adam Aver Vishanava Hutrala. Again, as Rav Huna said, why are sinners called Vishonim, that they do it again? Because when someone does an Aver again, so then it becomes Motor to him, right, again, it's, a person's resistance is lower, right, when they do an Avera several times, right, then it's harder for them to get out of it. So Kamashmala, therefore, it means that, no, it's not. It's talking about people who learn the Mishnah without, you know, with learning the logic and the Gemara behind it. Tanaim learned in a Braisa. Hatanaim and Bali Olam, again, we said people who are, it sounds a little ridiculous, but it means that Tanaim, the people who are learning Mishnah, right, are destroy the world. Bali Olam, Sakataita, Kamash says, what do you mean? Really? They destroy the world? What's a big deal? Anyway, again, so Amar Ravina, so Ravina said, Shemurin Alacha Mitoch Mishnasim. Yeah, okay, if they're passing because of the Mishnayos, so then that's a really big problem, right? As if you've ever opened Mishnayos, right? It's not necessarily a Liba de Hilkasa, right? You have Mishnayos that are, you know, Das Yochid. You have Mishnayos that are not clear. You have Mishnayos that are, not how you're passing about Alacha. Okay, fine. Either way, fine. That would be bad. Tanina mihachavil under Raisa, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, v'chim mevali olam hein, v'chami yashvi olam hein. What do you mean? These people destroy the world. They live in the world. They settle the world. They're miyoshi of the world. Shemar Pazik says, halichos olam lo. Ela shemor and halacha mitoch mishnasan. So again, they also, right, that's, it's not that the people who learn Torah are destroying the world. It's if you then paskin based on that. Right, that's a big problem. Isha Prusha, a woman who is, I guess, abstinent, who kind of stays away from things. What's the problem with that? That's another thing that destroys the world. What in the world could be the problem with that? So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbana and Besulat Salinas, Besula, a virgin who davens, of Almana Shovavis, and an Almana, a widow, who kind of like hangs out in the neighborhood, the Katan Shalo Kalulo Chadashov, right, and a katan who has not lived out his months. We'll have to see what that means in a second. Hare elu mevale olam, they destroy the world. What in the world does that mean? Ain't he? Is that really true? Amar b'yochanan lamadnu yiras chayt mebesula v'kibol schar me'almana. We learned the concept of yiras chayt from a besula and getting schar from almana. How so? Yiras chayt mebesula de Rabbi Yochanan shama lahi besula de nafla apa v'kamra. Rabbi Yochanan heard this besula, this unmarried woman who was davening and said, Rabbanu shel olam, Barasa Gan Eden, Barasa Gehenna, Barasa Tzadikim, Barasa Rishayim, right? You created Gan Eden, you created Gehenna, you created Tzadikim and Rishayim. A little bit odd lashon, because Kosh Baruch Hu doesn't create Tzadikim and Rishayim. It probably means more accurately that there are Tzadikim and there are Rishayim, right? And we said we know that everything is called the Shemayim Chus Mirs Shemayim, that we have the choice to become a Tzadik in Russia, that even when Kosh Baruch Hu tells the Neshama to go down and decides what it's going to be, Mativo Shelzer, Mativo Shelzer, which what's going to be with this fetus and that fetus and this, that and the other thing, right? The year Shemaim is never predetermined. Okay, either way, but Yir Ratzon, what is the woman davening? She was davening, right? That there's Gehenim, there's Tzadikim, there's Rishayim. Yir Ratzon Shelo Yikashlu Bi Bnei Adam. Right, that mitzvah that men should not stumble over me, right, over my beauty, over looking at me, etc. So that was a very beautiful thing that she did. The kibul schami almana, we also learned in getting reward from an almana. What story is that? The he almana to have a big kishta b'shivu. So there was a woman who was hanging out in the shul, right, in the neighborhood, and kol yama have asya matzalim ben drasha Asher the Rabbi Yochanan. She would go and daven, right? There wasn't she didn't go to shul to daven. She went to the base medrash to daven. So they said back to her. They said to her, Rabbi Yochanan said to her, "Biti, my daughter, lo base kneses b'shul. You don't have a shul. Why are you coming to the base medrash?" So Amarlai, she said to him, "Rabbi, v'loschar psios yeshli. What? It's more. I get more schar right from the psios. Apparently it was farther. Right? She took a little bit of extra steps. Right? It was a bit farther. Right, to go there." Right, so that was appropriate. So the Gemara says, "Ki kamar ki gon yochai bash v'tivi." So the Gemara, what it means is that these women that destroy the world is like Yochani bas v'tivi. What's the story with that? Shrashi over here says that it brings the story that basically she pretended to be this from woman who davened for women who were in childbirth. But really what happened was she was actually doing some sort of kishuv, some sort of magic that made them not be able to give birth. And when they would run to her and be like, "Oh, please daven for me," she would daven, and then she would like take off the kishuv. She would take off the magic, and therefore she pretended to be from. Okay, so don't be these women who pretend to be from, and they're not really. So that's obviously the destroying the world. So my katan shelo kol lechadashav. What does that mean? Hakatargimo here in Bavel they explain zet tamachacham anvayed berabosav. Right, it's not really a little kid who hasn't grown up. It means tamachacham who's rebelling against his rabbanim. Right, doesn't give them kavod, etc. Right, and doesn't treat them appropriately. Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Abba says that Talmud Shelo Higil Ora Amora. That's a Talmud who's not really able to paskin, but he does, regardless. The Amar Rabbi Veil, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, my dechtiv. What does it mean when the pasuk says Kirabim Chalal Leipila Vatzumim Kol Hargea? Right, so the Kirabim Chalal Leipila. That Zet Talmud Chacham Shelo Higil Ora Amora. Right, that's Talmud Chacham paskins even though he shouldn't. Vatzum kol harugea, right, and killing all these mighty people. So then it's a tamachacham shegil ha'rabein omore, and it's a tamachacham who actually is able to paskin and does not. Okay, right. Vatkama, and what point is a person supposed to paskin? So ad arbon shnin, right, a person has to wait to 40 years. Tosus actually says over here, if you look at that, Tosus on the top, right, it really is 40 years of learning, not 40 years of age, but okay, fine. Right, if you look at right, right, the last few words in that Tosos. Okay, either way, Aini is really true. I have a rabbi, but what about Rabba? Rabba lived to the age of 40, and he also paskin. So Gemara says, b'shavin, well, he was equal, right? He was shaveh, right, to the gedolim in his town, so right, he was their equal, so he was able to paskin with them. Okay, fine. Umagas prushim, right, again, the injuries of people who are prushim, people who are abstinent, people who kind of refrain from taking pleasures, right, so we said that was also destroys the world, right, so why is that? Tarabanam within the Nebraska, Shiva prushinim, right, there's seven types of people who will kind of abstain from things, right, and these are negative, these are bad things. Parush shechmi, parush nekafi, right, parush kizai, parush muduchai. Machaim will have to explain what these things are. The Gemara will do in a second. Parush mechovasive esena, parush meava, and parush meira. What are these things? These things are all negative. Gemara explains. Parush shechmi. What is that? Ze osa maish shchem. Right, shechmi shchem. Right, when maish shchem. What did they do? They got a bris milah, right, in order to marry into Am Yisrael. They didn't really want a bris milah. They're doing it for they have other motives in mind. Parish Nakafi, what is that? Zem and Nakev Hisraglev, someone who hits his feet against the stones of the ground when he walks, meaning pretending to drag his feet and pretending to be humble. Parish Kizai, Kizai, Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak, Zem Makis Dovim like Solom, someone similarly who kind of like slams against the wall, right, makes himself bloody, right, he's not looking where he's going, he's like being so from. Right, then he kind of bleeds himself out, not to kill him, but he's bleeding because of that. Parish Meduchai, Amar Rabba Barshila, Dimishafa Ki Meduchaya, right, someone who is bent over like a mortar and pestle when he walks, meaning he's very, very, very angled, right? Yes, Einachanami, we're supposed to kind of, walk, not with our head held high in arrogance, but again, you're bent over like a Nabuch, right? That's already too much. Parish Macho Vasi Vesena, what is that? So how mal yasi? That's a good thing. What do you mean? Macho Vasi means what do I have to do? Vesena, and I'll do it. That seems to be good. Ella, no, really. Damar Mecho Vasi Tu Vesena, meaning what else can I do? And I'm implying that he's already done everything. Parish Me'ava, Parish Me'ira, what are those? Amalei Abaye the Rebbe Latano. Don't include those. Meaning, what does that literally mean? That means someone's a porush, someone who abstains from averos, by me'ava, from love and me'ira, and from fear. Again, from meaning not a love of Hashem, but a love of schar and fear of punishment, fear of onesh. So said Abaye and Rava, don't teach that amongst the people who are doing negative things. Why? Damar Avida Marav, something you've heard before. Lulam Yasek Adam Batara Mitzvah Safira Shalol Lishma Shem Batok Shalol Lishma. But Lishma, a person should still do Torah Mitzvah, even if it's not Lishma, because once you do it, Shalol Lishma. Right, inevitably, you'll end up doing it lishma. So don't tell me that one of these people who do mitzvos because of the reward or because they're afraid of punishment. Right, again, the ideal is to do me'avas Hashem. But again, okay, it takes a long time until you get there. And mitok shelo lishma, balishma. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak b'mitamra mitamra u'midgalia galia. Things that are hidden, and things that are revealed, things that are known and are known. And Beit Dina Rabba, and the great Beis Din right upstairs, really part of Mehane Dechavu Gundi, will get punishment. Well, the Dpara means to take out. What is it? It's to take out. To pay back. Well, pay back those who kind of wrap themselves in the talus, right? Kind of pretending to be too from. Amar la Yanei Malka la Debise, Rabbi Yanei said, not Rabbi Yanei, but King Yanei, right? Yanei Malka, right? King Yanei said to his wife, Al tis yari mina prushim. Don't be afraid of the prushim. And again, just the background, Yanei was not a tremendous tzaddik, right? He was a tzaduki. He killed a lot of chachamim. And he was nervous that the prushim, right, would interfere with the succession of his sons to become king again. So basically, Yanei said, "Don't be afraid of the Prushim," meaning the Prushim were the true from Yidden, right? Oh, velo mimisha ino Prushim, and not from the Prushim who are not people who are not Prushim, meaning who are tzedukim, i.e., the people who follow King Yanei. Ella rather minat tzivonim, meaning only be nervous of the people who are fakers. Right, people who are fakers, because Shedoma, the Prushim, they look like Prushim, and they're similar to Prushim, they're compared to Prushim, but Shemaisem and Kemaisi Zimri, Umavakshim Schar Kapin Chaz. But they do like Zimri. Zimri obviously slept with Cosby, right, was one of the Shimon's Nasi, who Pinchas killed. And so they do Maisa Zimri, meaning they're immoral, but they want Schar like Pinchas, right, and they pretend to be from and zealous and like Pinchas, right? And so that's the people who you have to look out for. Okay, fine. Now this Mishnah, as you can tell, is going to go on to Amud Aleph, right? It's a pretty lengthy Mishnah. We'll just do a little bit of it. Get down to the end of the daf here, because you know it's kedai to get go at least halfway through. Rabbi Shimon Omer Ains Chos Tolu B'Mayim Amarim, back to the Sota. Right, again, we had Machlokas last Mishnah. We said discussed this some sort of schus. Right, remember we discussed how long, 3 months, 9 months, right, a year, two, whatever it is. So how long is the schus tola? Right, the Chachamim talked about that. Rabbi Shimon says no such thing. There's no such thing as schus tola. Doesn't exist. V'yamata Omer, and if you say a schus tola b'mayim, and he explains, because if you say that there's some sort of schus tola b'mayim amarim, if you say there's some sort of schus that a woman can, you know, can survive even though she was guilty. So matata esamayim b'fnei kol anashim hashosos, right? You weaken the waters in front of all the, I mean, you weaken the impact, right? You make it less terrifying, right? In front of all the women who drink. Motziata shemra al taro shishosu, and you're going to be motzi shemra, right? You're going to say, well, you can say bad things about women who drank and survived. Shomrim, because they're going to say, tamei osein elish tutlos lehem schos. You're going to say, oh, these people really weren't pure. They really weren't innocent. Right? They were guilty, but okay, because they had some sort of schos, they survived. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, sort of, not exactly. He already takes a middle approach. Haschus tolo b'mayim emarim, v'ini yuledes v'ini meshabechas, ela misnavna v'olechas. It's not that schus tolo and the whole punishment is pushed off. It's that she just doesn't become pregnant. Like we said, if she's innocent, so it could be the pasuk says that she'll have children. And she doesn't get punished, or she doesn't explode, but she kind of deteriorates. And the Sophie Mesa Boso Misa, and eventually she ends up with that same type of Misa, it just pushes off the punishment a little bit. Okay. Period. That's the end of Schus Tola. Nitmeis Mincha. So let's say her Korban Mincha became Tame. Right? So, again, if you remember, there are a couple of stages of the status of the Korban Mincha. Right? You have the Korban Mincha, right? You decide to take, let's say, a pound of flour or whatever it was, an amount of flour. That gives that Kedusha in the sense that it's going to be earmarked for the Beis HaMikdash, but it's not yet Kedusha Saguf that once you put it in the Kli Sharis. So, Achlo Kedusha B'Kli, before you put it in the Kli, Harehu Kol Menachos V'Tibade. Until that point, you can still redeem it. You can, if it becomes Tame, right, you can still redeem it. You can pay money, right, redeem it, then you have to bring some other flour for the Korban. But if you already put in the klisharis and then it becomes tamei, harehi hamenachos with disarif, then it's like any other korban mincha that becomes tamei after the klisharis, right? And you have to burn it. Okay, we'll go back to the Hilgishas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.